12th, Monday. What kind of eyes must mentors possess to see the age? Hebrews 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. The mentor of the age, Hebrews 11:38, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. The people of faith recorded in Hebrews 11 were mentors of the age whom the world was not worthy of. Church officers in that age were called as mentors as well. During that time, powerful nations were enslaved to Satan. Conversely, weaker nations were enslaved to the powerful nations. Meanwhile, the Israelites made Egyptian idols and ran errands for Satan. By looking at that age, what kind of mentorship roles should church officers take today? Number one, a mentor for pastors and believers. Church officers are patrons, fellow workers, and hosts for all pastors. If they lose hold of this identity, not only won't they be able to help pastors, they'll cause divisions and conflicts. Furthermore, not only do they provide assistance to pastors, they also take on the important role of mentors who relay God's will to the entire congregation. Jethro, who established the system of raising chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, Hannah, Jesse, Obadiah, who prepared the Dothan movement, Nehemiah, Esther, who prepared for death, and asked all the Israelites to fast and prayer for her, and the unknown church officers of the early church were witnesses. Number two, a mentor for remnants. Whenever evangelists entered synagogues where remnants were, church officers accompanied them. Especially in business fields like lecture halls and marketplaces, church officers were there and provided great help. When you look at the age accurately, you'll see disaster zones that are bound for destruction because those areas lack the gospel. Once you've seen those zones, you'll have no choice but to focus on them. From that point on, you'll receive the blessing of becoming an important summit model. Dear God, help me see this age through spiritual eyes. Lead me to help and serve my pastor, and as a mentor for remnants and the entire congregation, help me to save disaster zones. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.